Windows 8 is a wonderful platform to bring your games to because it's easy to make something that people are going to want to play again and again. TapTiles is exciting and engaging with a mouse, which is how it originated. When we brought it to the Windows 8 platform, we also wanted to really take advantage of the touch surface, and we took the Mahjong tiles and we made them come to life. The touch and the response, it's exciting, it's engaging, the animations are fluid, and you're actually, instead of touching it with your mouse, you're touching it with your fingers, and it feels really natural.
On Windows 8, supporting both touch and mouse is really exactly the same thing. When we first moved to Windows 8, I was real worried that, you know, there's so many different form factors, laptops, desktops, but you're really using one API to develop for all these devices. Your game will work, it'll scale out from outrageously huge device down to, you know, the Surface tablets.
With any new platform, I think you're concerned about how the platform's going to behave and what you're going to run into when you start working with it.
Cat in the hat. Fish.
In our case, we're using DirectX and DirectWrite. Those APIs are performing flawlessly. The text always looks fantastic on all devices. There's really no fragmentation problem. You have a single OS, and it's really a joy to be able to compile, build, and have it run on all these devices without any trouble.
We know how big Windows is. I mean, it's not a new device that you don't know whether or not people are gonna pick it up or not. It's the next iteration of the most popular operating system in the world.
As a developer, you can't really ignore a market that size. Be a part of millions of people playing our games. Where do I sign up?